And we're back. This is Jim Santel with you this morning. Thanks so much for joining me here on the air, WAUK Radio. It's 540 AM, 101 FM. We'll be taking your calls as well throughout the program this morning at 844-967-2789. In our first hour this morning, we're revisiting the work of the United States Supreme Court, anticipating major decisions coming out, perhaps as soon as the days just ahead, the coming business week, certainly the later weeks and days here in June, and probably also into July. We'll talk more about the schedule of the United States Supreme Court at the end of this particular hour. Right before the break, we're chatting about an additional case beyond the guns case, beyond the abortion case, which we have discussed previously. The case we're chatting about before the break was West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency. This determination about whether or not the original Obama clean power plan that affected greenhouse gas emissions, whether that's legitimate, who's got the authority to impose rules through the EPA on these kinds of things. Lots of challenges going on there. And the questions before the United States Supreme Court are just those. Who can make these decisions? Should, in fact, the legislature, the United States Congress, principally be responsible for issuing and passing legislation that impacts greenhouse gases in the environment in particular? And in particular, does this rule, the Clean Power Plan rule by the EPA, does that pass muster? Is it legitimate? A challenge to that? As I said right before the break, the executive decision by President Trump to basically rescind the plan and impose his own lenient rule, that was challenged. And on President Trump's final day in office, a federal appeals court vacated that reversal, if you will. So lots of lawyer procedure going on in the case. But the Supreme Court, again, going to issue fairly soon a major case in the environmental area, West Virginia versus an EPA, plainly having to do with climate change. Watch that one as well. In the area of environment. Let's move on to yet another matter in the area of immigration. The justices are soon going to be issuing a decision over the Biden administration's break with, again, the Trump-era decision about immigration policy. How does this case come about? The case itself is called Biden versus Texas. And the history on this case is that President Trump instituted something called the Migrant Protection Protocols. You may recall this as the Remain in Mexico policy. The traditional practice, although with a whole lot of exceptions and some particularities that we won't get into this morning, was and still is that if you apply for asylum, you're seeking asylum in our nation, escape from your own nation of origin because of a threat to you, your family, all sorts of categories. When you apply for asylum, one of the provisions is that you can, in fact, be here in the United States of America while the government authorities are passing on reviewing your asylum application. And so that was the policy, the rule for many, many years. During the Trump administration, the executive branch, the administration, implemented this migrant protection plan, sometimes called the Remain in Mexico policy. And you may remember this very well. The rule basically returned about 70,000 asylum-seeking migrants to Mexico while their applications were awaiting decision here in the United States of America. Lots and lots of coverage on this in the media, both national and international. When President Biden became the president, he rescinded that policy. Again, you see a strong pattern here this morning, different administrations coming in on the environment and immigration, changing rules, changing administrative procedures here. President Biden comes in, rescinds the Remain in Mexico policy, based principally on human rights concerns. That's what he articulated at the time. Certainly things seen in the media as well, suggesting that there are human rights challenges by virtue of the safety and security of the people who are now even on the other side of the border, no longer getting the protection of our nation, even as their applications are pending. And so what happens is the states of Texas and Missouri sue in federal court. All these cases obviously percolating up through the trial courts, the federal appellate courts. They sue to enforce the protocol, which was the Trump administration plan, the Remain in Mexico policy, basically pushing back on the rescission of that policy, the return, the removal of that policy by President Biden. And they maintain that the problem with it is that it failed to follow something called the Administrative Procedures Act. The APA is common within all these areas. Anytime there's rulemaking going on, including the environment, including immigration, many, many areas of government practice and engagement, the APA prescribes the mechanisms by which executive branch agencies have got to announce rules, give all of us a chance to be heard on it, issue comments, have hearings on it. And it is often a practice of folks on all sides of the political aisle to attack decisions that they do not necessarily like based upon incomplete processes, inadequate, maybe even just plain wrong processes under the APA. So that's what's going on here in Biden versus Texas. Those who do not like the fact that President Trump rescinded the Remain in Mexico policy are maintaining that he did that without compliance with the APA. And that's what the Supreme Court has in front of it. Yes, this very technical kind of, again, lawyer-like approach on whether the APA applies, it certainly does. But what the implications of its application are for the particular Remain in Mexico policy, these migrant protection protocols at the focus of this. While that's kind of the narrow issue in front of the court right now, again, the larger issue is important for all of America, all of us. Here in the state of Wisconsin, throughout the Midwest, cities, villages, towns, all of us, I would offer in this area in particular, related to our relationship with nations throughout the planet, right across the globe, because it is an immigration issue, much like the other issue we discussed in the area of environment. West Virginia versus EPA also has an impact beyond just the United States of America. Biden versus Texas, the same kind of thing. And so the Supreme Court, yes, is going to issue an opinion in this very important immigration matter as well. Immigration, likewise, on its docket, talking with us about the extent to which the Remain in Mexico policy can, in fact, be rescinded, whether or not it still is has vitality to this day, and along the way giving us some fairly good definition about what immigration means in America today. So again, as we take some inventory of what we've talked about, we talked earlier about all these very, very high ticket, high visibility items, guns, abortion, environment, and immigration. And now we'll turn to yet a fifth area. And this one is also hot ticket. Reasonable people can and do, in fact, disagree on it. And it has to do with religion. Religion under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, as we all know, as we've talked about before in previous times here on the show, the First Amendment, as you well know, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Other important aspects of that first article, the first member part of the Bill of Rights, also having to do with freedom of speech, freedom of press, the right of people to peaceably assemble, to petition government for redress of grievances. But this morning, our focus is on those first two aspects, the establishment of religion clause, the prohibiting the free exercise thereof clause. And what does that mean? A huge amount of litigation out there in the past, many, many cases at the Supreme Court level, at the appellate court level, the trial court level, interpreting that language written by James Madison and people like George Mason a couple hundred years ago. What does it mean today in America? And so, believe it or not, there are not one but two cases on religion pending right now in this term, the 2021-2022 term of the United States Supreme Court. It's going to define for us as we go forward what religion means in America today. What about establishment of religion? What about the free exercise clause? What do those concepts mean today? Do they conflict? And if so, which one takes precedence? Which one is supreme over the others? Let's talk about those two very important cases that are out there. One of them is called Carson versus Macon. Carson versus Macon is the case. It's one of two religion cases pending before the United States Supreme Court. In Maine, some students are lawfully permitted under state legislation to use state allocated funds, your tax dollars in Maine, basically, to attend private schools. And why is that? Because in Maine, there are certain places, according to the legislature and the executive branch that's responsible for implementing all of this, there are certain places in Maine where public schools are simply inaccessible. I'm sure that that's the case in many situations around America. And so in Maine, students can use state allocated funds to attend private schools if there are no public schools in their particular area. Right after this next break, we're going to talk about the implications of that as we go forward and chat more about Carson versus Macon in Maine, religion, and the importance of that issue. Come back, WAUK Radio, right here in Waukesha, Wisconsin.